You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM Community Radio here in the townships, and we have a bit of a special show today. We welcome Yannick Dodi, and he is a professor at Champlain College, and he has had quite a few adventures in his life so far, in his young life. He's a young man, and next up he is going to go to Uganda to raise funds. What is it you're raising funds for the schools there, for the facilities? Yeah,
the NGO is called Invisible Children, and the project is called Schools for Schools, and it's basically sponsoring a school in Uganda. So all the funds are going to go towards building water and sanitary infrastructure for a school in the north of Uganda.
Okay, and you're going to be biking during the months of December and January when everybody else is enjoying Christmas. This is what you're going to be doing.
Okay. Going on my bike, and I'm cycling basically 1,000 kilometers at least around Uganda, and I'm going to go visit the school that we're sponsoring also.
Okay, you've had quite a bit of experience in biking in different countries around the world, haven't you, Yannick?
I've biked over 20,000 kilometers and I've been to about 30 countries so far. So, quite a bit. It's my passion. So.
Okay, what drives you to this? It's just a passion of yours, or?
The adventure, the discovery, I just find it's the nicest way of traveling by bicycle, because you go at a speed that's not so fast that you pass through places without experiencing them, and it's fast enough that you don't stay in a place too long either, like that you're actually still moving, and I just find it's really the ideal way of traveling.
So. Okay, and the places that you picked aren't necessarily what people would choose to go to a vacation.
No, yeah, I get that.
Siberia, South America, Uganda coming up.
I try to go to places that are maybe where, I don't know, there's still an aspect of discovery, a bit, things that are a bit off the beaten path, places that are off the beaten path, and I just find the experience so much more enriching when I feel like I'm the first or one of the first people to, from the West that meets, gets into a village, and, you know, I remember places in China that I've been to, and where I believe I was the first foreigner to ever get there. The village, like the whole village would just surround me and people would be touching my skin, and it was so weird, so amazing. So they had never actually touched somebody who was white before.
Okay.
That element is just amazing to get to these places and to think, you know, you might be the first one or something like that.
Okay, interesting. This must be quite a high for you. So naturally, you're pretty much an organic person then, I guess. You must really relate to that old saying, it's a small world after a while, and become really in touch with the earth around you and the people too.
Absolutely. Traveling around the world and meeting people from all these cultures, and I start seeing this common thing between people how nice, just it gives you another view of humanity. And, you know, you keep hearing on the news, the only thing you hear about these countries are about how dangerous they are, and you read the the warnings on the government website, and you know, they're like, no Canadian should travel there. But then you get there on the place and you meet the people, and it's amazing. People are so nice. They offer you food, they offer you shelter, they offer you all that they have, and they don't have much.
Okay.
And it's just it really gives you just another sense of what of who we are as you know, a race, and it's just a wonderful thing. And I think it's too bad that people just rely on news and on warnings and on to get their information, because it's a totally different story when you're on the ground.
Okay, so there's definitely another side of the world over there, than not just the dangerous part, but there's, you know, also the human side too.
Absolutely. And I don't feel like people might, have mentioned to me quite a few times how I might, be risking my life. And for example, going to Uganda, I'm going to go cycle along the border with Congo and around in the north with Sudan. And it's, you know, areas that are reputedly dangerous. But I know from my experience in places like Burma, which was a dictatorship, and, having gone through places like this, that it's a totally different reality when you meet the people on the ground and you get welcomed. And I mean, people are not mean by nature like that. Like, you might, if you're unlucky, you could be just as unlucky in New York City or here. I don't feel any more safer, you know, getting in a car here than mm-hmm. I would cycling through Uganda.
Okay, that's interesting, because I think that's exactly true, and a lot of people just don't think about that, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And through these experiences, is this one of the reasons that you've come up with doing this project there, giving some money back to this project there, the facilities in the Uganda schools?
Yeah, I just feel like I've... these travels have given me so much in my life. It's basically defined who I am. I get so much from the people I meet, and it seems like such a selfish thing to do, to go travel to these countries and mm-hmm. to experience all this, to take all that they have to offer. And all I give in return is myself, and you know, I'll smile and I'll try to help in whatever way I can. But this is a way for me to concretely do something and to give something back. And mm-hmm. it feels like I should. So instead of just going to Uganda and just traveling, doing the regular tour circuit, I'm going to try to visit the school, and I'm going to try and use my trip as a fundraiser to give something back to the communities that I'm actually going through.
Okay. And being a teacher, is this one of the reasons why you chose a school project to give the money to?
Yes. Yeah. It's such a good cause. I mean, you know, there are often when you mm-hmm. decide to do a fundraiser, you have so many causes that you can participate in. And this one is just one that really hits me. I mean, it's child soldiers. The school works with the rehabilitation of child soldiers. And I think it's one of the most horrible situations that humanity faces, like to have children actually going to war, and the type of things that these children go through. I mean, they lose their... They have no childhood. I mean, we can't even describe the type of thing they have to go through. So, and the largest child soldiers army is in Uganda, and you know, they've had 23 years of war there, so the whole north of the country is pretty much ravaged by the war. And this school is one of these few schools that has been chosen to be rebuilt after 10 years. Like 10 years ago, it was in operation, and then because of the war, it had to stop. So I think it's a great cause. I would do anything. I mean, to me, this is nothing. Going to cycle and to raise funds for this is really, it's the minimum I could do.
Okay, so. That's really interesting. And certainly something that all of us should think about, too. Gives us an appreciation for everything we have around here. Okay, now you're going there in December and January. Now you have a website, Postcards from the Edge. Is that the name of the website?
Yes, postcardsfromtheedge.ca.
And to get there, you just go to, let's see, www.postcardsfromtheedge, that's all one word, .ca. And there's lots of information there. Let's see, it's $3 if you want to sponsor. It's $3 a kilometer, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, and you can buy one or more of 1,000 kilometers. So far, you're having a really good response to this?
Yeah, it's been amazing. The comments I've gotten from people in the community and from the people who have pledged kilometers, I have about 140 today that have been pledged, has been really positive, and it seems to be, it's going great. I'm very happy with
okay, that's great. And you can go there and give a pledge. The best is by check and cash, too?
You're accepting that's right.
Okay.
Because mm-hmm. when you can also pay by credit card if you're not around, like in the Lenoxville
mm-hmm.
area.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could mail your check if you live far. But otherwise, you can also pay by credit card. And when you pay by credit card, since it goes through PayPal, there's a few cents that get taken off, so not all
okay.
the money
okay.
goes to the cause. So that's why I prefer cash or check.
Okay, and can somebody, where can they donate to this? I know you're going to have a couple of booths set up on the campus of Bishop's University this Tuesday and Thursday, is it?
Yes, from Tuesday to Thursday next week.
Okay. In the lobby?
Yeah, okay. in the sub-lobby.
Yeah.
There's going to be a table set up, and people can come. And I'm going to have students there that are taking care of the table, and they're taking people's donations. And you'll be able to select your kilometer. There's going to be a huge table with 1,000 different mm-hmm. places, and each one representing a kilometer. And after you buy your kilometer, you can actually select which one you'd like to sponsor. Because mm-hmm. when you sponsor a kilometer... you get a picture from that when I reach that kilometer mark.
Okay, interesting. So, and we want everybody to know this isn't a project from Champlain. This is your own personal project. Is
yes,
that right,
that's
Nick?
Right. That's
okay.
a personal initiative.
Okay, good. Now, you get a postcard from wherever you've reached at the time. That sounds really fun. And do the people get the postcard by email? Or
yes. Yeah, okay. I wanted to do something that was a bit original, and I wanted people to get something back. You know,
mm-hmm.
they give, and it's nice to receive something back. And I thought... anything that I would do that would be sort of material would take away from from the cost, like, because it would be if I would have to make something or to the whole $3 wouldn't be able to go to the school. So I thought something like this that I can do myself that doesn't cost me anything, like taking a picture and emailing it to somebody. So I'm doing that. I'm going to be taking 1,000 pictures, and I don't take many pictures when I travel, so it's going to be a challenge for me. Every kilometer, every time I reach a kilometer mark from the seat of my bicycle, I'm going to pick something in the surroundings, and I'm going to take a picture of it, and that picture will go only to the person who has sponsored that kilometer.
That's wonderful. That's a lot of fun, and certainly a great incentive for people to get involved too, and it's a great project. Okay. Now, I would imagine that there's a lot of preparation as far as physical and probably emotional too, mental, that goes into something like this.
It's for sure it's a big project. Luckily I've been doing this for 10 years, these types of trips, so it's it's, let's say, much easier now than it was 10 years ago when I started.
It is
a lot of preparation. I need logistically speaking, the bicycle and the gear that I'm going to be taking there, and getting the plane ticket and organizing, looking at whether I need visas or not, money. It's like any trip, there's a lot that goes into it. And as far as mental preparation, you know, it's just it's so exciting. I love it. So for me, it's just I'm really looking for. I can't wait to leave. So
okay, that's great. Yeah, yes. I can see Yannick's enthusiasm here. Do you work out on a continual basis? I know that you use most of your travel around town here on bike, and do you do a lot of other sports?
I'm a pretty active guy. I teach kickboxing.
Oh, you teach kickboxing, right?
At Champlain and Bishop's, at the sports center there. And I do rock climbing, and I do sports basically every day. I do a sport, and I use my bicycle to do everything. So I stay active. But a trip like this, people would be surprised, it doesn't require that much. You don't need to be that much in shape, even though you're cycling. You can really take it at your own pace. And I have never done a trip where I was trying to do any kind of record for, you know, speed or distance or something like that. I always really just take my time, and it's not at all, I feel like I'm walking.
Okay.
So it's not at all that. Of course, when you get to mountainous regions or something like that, it gets a bit tougher, but in general it's okay.
Okay. Yeah. But you don't necessarily have any courses in mountain climbing, etc., like that?
Just from my experience, because I've done, from my travels, I've gone through so many different types of situations that I've learned quite a bit about anything from, survival to all these types of skills that you learn.
Okay, so you pretty much learned hands-on then.
Oh, yes.
Okay, that's great, and it's certainly a great project to get involved with there. So the website is www.postcardsfromtheedge.ca, and everybody that contributes, it's $3 a kilometer, will get their own personal photograph from Yannick, so that's going to be quite a challenge for you too.
Yes, it will.
Okay, so that's how you're going to spend your December and January, and hopefully come back after that. I'd imagine you have to have a lot of vaccinations, etc., too, all things like that.
Malaria medication. Most vaccinations, because of my travel, I'm always almost set, because I'm traveling on a regular basis, so I always get the vaccinations. They usually last a few years, so I'm okay on that front.
Okay.
And
then
it's usually just getting the right malaria medication for the place you're going. So, again, I'm basically set.
Okay, and you're going all by yourself?
Yes.
Okay, quite the challenge there. What else would you like to say? Anything else you'd like to say before we go, Yannick?
No, just log on to the site. It's very easy. You can pledge kilometers, again, by paying cash or credit card from anywhere. And whatever you can do to help is great, even just passing the word along, passing the webpage, so postcardsfromtheedge.ca, just passing that along to people.
Okay, well, we thank you very much, Yannick, and certainly wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.